Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden says it would be a disaster for Russia if it chooses to invade Ukraine. Speaking at a White House news conference Wednesday, Biden said that the United States and its allies are ready to impose sanctions and other consequences on Russia if it does invade Ukraine. The president said that Russian President Vladimir Putin had a stark choice: de-escalation and diplomacy, or confrontation and the consequences.
The cost of going into Ukraine in terms of physical loss of life for the Russians, they'll be able to prevail over time, but it's going to be heavy. It's going to be real. It's going to be consequential.
Russia has 100,000 troops stationed along its border with Ukraine, and the United States and its NATO allies are concerned that Moscow might be planning to invade its former Soviet state. Russia has denied it is planning to invade, but has demanded guarantees that Ukraine would not be allowed to join NATO, a demand that the United States opposes. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Wednesday announced the end of COVID-19 measures introduced to curb the rapid spread of the Omicron variant in England, as he looks to live with the virus after a peak in cases. Speaking in Parliament, Johnson said most of Europe enforced strict COVID restrictions during the Omicron surge, but not Britain.
But this government took a different path. We kept England open, and we supported those businesses which faced reduced demand because of the response to Plan B measures. And while we must continue to remain cautious, the data are showing that time and again, this government got the toughest decisions right.
The lifting of Plan B measures could help Johnson appease vocal opponents of restrictions.